Authorities in Greece today recovered the bodies of 7 immigrants, including 2 children, who drowned overnight when a boat sank in the eastern Aegean Sea after traveling illegally from Turkey. 8 other people were rescued. John Carr reports.
The boat had been coming from a Turkish port and sank off the Greek island of Lesbos. The Greek Coast Guard rescued the rest of the people on board the boat, though 2 are missing. The circumstances of how the boat capsized are unclear, as the weather has been calm over the Aegean Sea over the past few days. The victims are believed to have drowned while trapped inside the overturned hull. Springtime in Greece generally sees an upsurge in legal migration by boat from Turkey. Sometimes the people traffickers are captured, but recently they've been trying to avoid this by throwing their passengers into the sea near a Greek island, expecting them to swim to safety, while the traffickers themselves turn back out of harm's way, and this could have happened this time. Migration from Asia and Africa is becoming a hot-button issue in crisis-ridden Greece, where unemployment is now at a record 28% and climbing. Most migrants head for low-paying farm and construction jobs, and the white backlash here in Greece has fueled extremist parties, such as the far-right Golden Dawn, which has a record of attacking dark-skinned people. But one thing is certain, that however much hostility they might encounter in Greece, and however many may die in the attempt, Asians and Africans will still risk their lives at sea to get to the southeast gateway to Europe. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.